How's it going? It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here behind the mic, hoping it's not distorting. Oh, good, the phone. Perfect timing. I'm trying to intro the podcast. Leave me alone. Okay, where were we? Yes, the Daily Podcast. It is June 21st, Thursday. This is what you can expect in the next 20 minutes or so here. We started out by talking about weather and volume in an effort to protect our young intern's precious hearing. It's the first official day of summer, but it's not summer until this happens. We went to the phones to hear how you answered that question. There's a new product out there down under called Donugs, John explained. And comedian Ryan Hamilton made his, what we thought was his show debut, but we checked the archive and realized we were jerks. He had been here once before several years back, but he was back again today, and we had a great time talking with him. So have a listen, everybody. Have a wonderful day on top of it. And here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
There's this new term that weather people are using, right, which is unsettled weather, which means we don't know what the F is going to happen.
That's a nice CYA term.
It really says unsettled weather this weekend, right? You know, no, because you just don't know. You just admit it. What they're going to guess. You know, I think so.
I really don't trust forecasts at all anymore.
I'm telling you. I was outside and you know, we had a problem with our sprinkler system, mm-hmm. and they came and they fixed it yesterday. And Lisa's saying to me, "Okay, what time do you want this to go off on you? You want me to water that now?" I said, "No, it's going to rain tonight. I'm going to have all this rain. Why should I waste the water? Right? Nothing. Bone dry windshield this morning.
Get out there, Lisa.
Not in there. Right? 71 degrees outside right now. There could be a passing shower. A mostly sunny day later on. We'll get up to about 83. And oh, by the way, I got to tell people this because it's sad. Steve's officially becoming old. Right? He really is.
Well, he hit his 30s.
What did I do?
Right. Well, he complained about the music was too loud this morning. So, you know.
We complained.
6 a.m. Yeah. The fact that I have to put headphones on to drown out the monitors in this studio, and then you walk back to talk to Mike, our intern.
We're trying to save his hearing.
You're going
to
have a normal conversation with a kid when the music is blasting.
Hey, Mike, did you hear my whole conversation?
Not watching it.
All right. Thank you so much. Screw you, Mike. Kid. You're fired.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
There are certain things, there are certain triggers that, you know, like, it's not summer for you until this happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe it's like, a big family get-together that you have, you know, a massive barbecue or mm-hmm. something like that. Or, you know, you have to go to a particular place or anything. Like, for me, it doesn't matter if I were going next week or if I wasn't going until August, right? It is not summer for me until I am on JFK Boulevard driving into Sea Isle. Oh.
Is it the sight, the smell? What is it?
You know, it all comes down. It all comes down to the very first time I went to Seattle to, you know, spend a week down the shore.
Okay,
right, and you know, and I'm driving down there. You know, and you're on 42, and you're on the north south freeway, and then you get on the Garden State Parkway. None of that's doing. And even if you drive, even if it's a nice day, and you don't have the air conditioning on, and the windows are open, mm-hmm. right? It's when I hit JFK Boulevard. You know, you come off the Garden State Parkway, you come around that curve. Right, and the very first year I did it, I was listening to the soundtrack to Casino. Remember the movie Casino?
Sure. Oh, yeah, all right, classic.
And a song that comes on just as I'm going down that road is Les Paul and Mary Ford. This, How High the Moon. Right? To this day, right, when I get to JFK Boulevard, this comes on. It's right there. It's waiting for me.
Got the CD waiting in the glove box.
All the windows are down, and you're going past the bay, and you smell that smell. Yeah. You know, the salt water smell. It's like, okay, it's summer.
All right,
it is summer. So I want to put that to people today. You know, what is it? Real simple. What could the answer possibly be? It's not summer for me till. Yet.
My wife stops complaining about work. She's a teacher. It's easy. It's obvious.
Okay.
I get my first case or bottle or drink of Summer Love by Victory.
Oh, okay. Nice. Love,
nice. All right.
We were talking about, you know, here it is, the first day of summer, right? It ain't summer till what for you?
Chub rub.
Chub Rub?
Yes.
I know about Grubhub, but I don't know about Chub Rub.
It's a little different.
What is Chub Rub?
It's inner thigh chafing.
Oh, God.
I don't think you can order that on Grubhub.
Oh, man.
I was going to say that or Johnson's popcorn on the boardwalk.
Oh.
But that sort of leads to the Chub Rub.
Chub Rub, yeah, it does. It does. It was amazing. I was talking about, for me, that first thing of summer of going down JFK Boulevard, going into Sea Isle.
Yep.
I'm watching Steve's eyes just light up.
He's a big shore guy.
I love Sea Isle. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's great. You know, well, we'll be going in a couple of weeks. We'll be going down there. All right. It's going to be fun. But what's it for you, folks? I mean, there's always that one thing. You know, before we start bitching about, Philadelphia, and it's so humid and something like that, let's take this one day, this first day of summer.
Embrace it.
Yeah. You know, embrace it. Even though it's cloudy outside this morning, the sun's going to come out later on today, folks, and it's going to go up to 83. So what is it? It's Chub Rub. I still can't get over that. Right. Or, you know, like I said, yeah, I'm telling you. I hit that JFK Boulevard down in Seattle. The windows go down. That song comes on, and I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the sunroof is open.
It's just windows down for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal when you can do that. Wearing shorts is a huge deal. I love getting those out of the attic. You know?
No, that's fun. Somebody texts in, he picked his first zucchini. This guy got his plants in the ground early.
Oh,
damn. He's already picking zucchini. Summer is here, and even though it's gray outside, it's summer. You know, it's a great feeling. It's a great thing, you know, especially going through the crap winter we had and even crappier spring with all that damn rain.
Oh, so wet.
You mean second winter.
Second winter, right. You know, so I brought up a thing that, you know, happens to me each and every year when summer comes along. It's not summer for me until I'm going down to the Jersey Shore. I'm going to Sea Isle, right? Get off the Garden State Parkway at the Sea Isle exit, going down JFK Boulevard, you know, going through the bay, which nowadays you can't even see anymore. They got all those barriers and stuff up there. But all the windows come down, the sunroof opens up, smelling that sea salt, cranking up the radio.
Yep.
It's just great. Yep. Right, for you, it's...
Lauren stops complaining about work.
Okay.
She's a teacher.
She's a teacher. Yeah. It makes sense. What about you, Steve?
The first bottle or case of Victory Summer Love Beer.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. And, you know, so it's open to everyone. 215-263-WMGK. We got Randy on the line. Okay, Randy, it ain't summer until...
I used to hear Harry Callis' voice driving up from work calling a Phillies game.
It ain't summer till...
I turn another year older. Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Perfect.
It ain't summer till...
My kids leave for overnight camp for 7 weeks.
Wow, I'm feeling the love on that one.
Lucky you.
Conrad, it ain't summer till...
The mulberry trees start producing berries.
Jana?
The lightning bugs come out.
Oh,
I saw a ton last night.
Yeah, so did I. Victoria, it ain't summer till...
Until I hear you play Centerfield by John Fogerty.
We've been playing that for weeks. You got the summer early. Diane!
The first rodeo of Cowtown.
Dale Evans is on the phone.
Yeah!
What about you, Richard?
When you play Dandy Dick.
It's Donkey Dick.
Donkey Dick.
You know a guy named Dandy Dick.
Francis.
The last day of school, I pick up my children and I blare School's Out for Summer on the radio.
Carl, it ain't summer till...
Make it muffin tops.
Well, now, how are they muffin tops then?
Right. How are they muffin tops?
You know, when the big girls...
No. We know... What a muffin top is.
But you can't be naked.
And have a muffin top.
That negates it.
It has to be popping out of your shorts or something.
Some of them wear their shirts, you know?
Carl, you're officially weird. Mark, it ain't summer till...
Have you ever been to Cape May?
Yes, and I ain't playing the song.
Yeah, nice try.
Carrie?
It doesn't start until we smell the barbecue at my husband's family reunion, and then it doesn't end till we smell the barbecue at mine.
It ain't summer till...
You're driving down the road on your Harley Davidson, you're smelling all these wonderful smells, the pine trees and whatnot on these back roads, and the cut grass and everything, and then all of a sudden it happens. You get hit in the forehead with a bumblebee.
Something a lot of parents will be saying any day now. There's a new study that says, according to the study, average parents only last 13 days with their kids during summer break before they go nuts.
Right? 13 days?
13 days.
Okay. All right. I'm starting the countdown.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about yet. It's once they're like out of in school and then to come out of school and trying to keep them occupied.
Once they have the ability to annoy you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, according to this, are the top five things that parents do to keep their kids occupied are amusement parks, movies, the zoo, bowling, and camping. Right, and in between, the kids are staring at screens. But again, according to this study, they say that they only it's the equivalent, if you take the whole summer, the equivalent of 9 days of being in front of a screen, which seems low.
It does seem very low.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't go anywhere anymore without seeing a kid. I see kids in strollers. There they are.
When I see kids playing outside now, I stop my car and thank them for doing the world a service. And then I run away because it's creepy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
You remember the Cronuts? Cronuts? Cindy, you remember Cronuts, the combination of a donut and a croissant? A croissant.
Thank you.
All right.
Well done.
Yes. All right. Well, there's a chef in Melbourne, Australia, who just created Donugs. Okay?
What's
that? Donugs are fried chicken nuggets that are shaped like donuts. And then they're iced with, like, Dijon and cheese, chili flakes, salt, stuff like that.
Okay.
I can get down with that.
Absolutely.
Right. And he says, look, they're only available in Australia right now, but he plans on coming here. He has big plans for America because, well, this is where they have Chub Rub. So, so crow nugs would come in handy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philly tonight, tomorrow night for two shows, and two on Saturday. PunchlinePhilly.com is where you can get tickets. We have been waiting so long for this man to come back into the studio.
That's right.
All right. I don't know what has taken us years and years. It's been 4 years
four
since
years.
He's been in here. All right. We were convinced
so
he's never been here before.
You guys forgot.
The jerks.
I've been trying to get back. I don't know what happened.
Ryan Hamilton is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And I'm sorry that we don't remember. It was a different studio, and I'm old, and I did a lot of drugs in the 60s. So,
I understand. I understand. We do a lot of this. Right. No worries.
And you're not a guy. I'm sorry to say
this.
Not
a memorable guy.
Wow.
You're the guy that sticks in your memory.
Let me ask you this. Are you easily recognized? Do people see you and go, like, oh, that's a guy.
I think my face, some version of my face people connect with. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been open. My special's called Happy Face.
Okay. Which you do have.
Yeah, I look like this and I don't feel like this. It's kind of the mentality. But people, I think they do recognize at least my mouth for some reason. I have a recognizable mouth, which is weird to say.
Well, you have the same, teeth and gum smile that I have.
Yes,
That everybody goes, you got to show all those gums when you're smiling. You really got to do that?
It goes good with the mustache. I should look into that.
All right. Now you're originally from Idaho.
Idaho.
From Idaho, all right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about Dan Cummins, who's also from Idaho.
My old buddy.
All right. But you live in New York now.
I live in New York.
All right. What is that like for people at home? I mean, when Idaho's got to be like an easygoing state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and also rural.
Right.
Yeah. Not a lot of people. There's as many people in the whole state as, like my neighborhood, probably.
Right, really?
Yeah, I mean, all of Idaho's a million people. My family's always concerned. They're just worried. And they should be, If you're a criminal and you see me walking around, the mentality's kind of like, there's my mark and it's going to be a good day. my dad always says... He's always, if I'm ever on the phone walking around the city, he says, where's your wallet? He's always concerned where my wallet is on my body. He says, put your wallet in your front pocket. That's my dad's plan to foil New York City's criminals. Just to switch the wallet over into the unexpected pocket. That'll get him. Like if you get held up, it's like, I hope he doesn't come around. I can't believe I'm getting away with this. This guy's a rube, but So they're always very concerned, and I get it. If I'm on the phone with my mom, she says, how's everything? Well, everything's good. I don't know what to tell her. I saw a guy smoking crack on the train, and my mom will say something like, well, we had a moose in the yard. It's like... It's just different worlds, you know. It's different worlds. And I get taken advantage. I don't know. I just believe people. Like if you look me in the eye and tell me something, my instinct is that's the truth, and it's not the best quality to have in New York City. Like people will take advantage. Like I bought a coat out of the trunk of a guy's car one time.
Okay,
which I just give this as like
they were only selling stereos when I lived there.
Yeah, right. Well, this guy told me that he was coming from a fashion show and he was late for his flight.
Right.
You know how it is when you come from a fashion show. You put all the extra fashion in the trunk. And then halfway to the airport, you go, I got to unload some of this. But, you know, and in my mind, I was like, I need a coat. But he had a whole character. He did it with a fake Italian accent. Really, he was like, I got to get rid of these coats. You know? And I was like, I've never come across a more trustworthy Italian fashion mogul in my life. And I went home with a triple XL $75 pleather coat that day. And that's how I live. And I don't know. You just got to live.
From the looks of you, though, everything is triple XL on you. You are the thinnest person. I get some sugar in your system or something.
I've been trying not to be on sugar. I don't think you can get off of it. People say they do, but I think they have two problems. I think they're still on sugar and they're liars.
Okay. So,
it's just too prevalent. It's everywhere. I watched one of these documentaries. You know, they just rule your life. Do you ever get halfway through a documentary now and just go, that's the new me? I got all hyped up on a sugar one. And, you know, then the next day someone goes, do you eat ketchup? And you go, well, I guess I should watch the end of that documentary. I don't know. I stopped having cake for breakfast. That's as far as I got. I don't know why we can't figure out nutrition, though. Like, it's a discipline thing. We know what to do right now. Yeah. And I force myself to buy everything. I buy everything. I come home. I put $100 worth of groceries away. I step back and then I go, I have nothing to eat. I don't know what I'm going to eat right now. I'm not going to boil an artichoke. I'm not an animal. You know? I'm going to put mozzarella sticks in the oven like a man and I'm going to live my life. But I think 20 years from now, we'll be talking about sugar the way we talk about smoking. I really think so.
Really?
I think so. I think we'll be going there. We were eating candy bars on airplanes. I mean, it was wild. You know, it was a wild time. There was no age limit on ice cream. Children were licking cones on the street. We had these trucks that would drive around neighborhoods. This sounds like science fiction, but they would play music for children. And children would come out of their homes, and these creeps would give them ice cream. I mean, it was a wild time.
It was the early 2000s is what people did,
yeah,
right?
The sugar years. Really, the sugar years.
Well, those trucks are like the DDT trucks that John tells us about that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did you know about those?
Trucks? No, yes. What is that?
When I was a kid, and a lot of my listeners did the exact same thing, trucks would go around the neighborhood with these foggers on the back. It would be like a pickup truck with this big fogger on the back of it.
That sounds terrifying.
And it would send this fog out into the air in order to kill mosquitoes and whatever summer bugs were happening.
Wow.
And basically, it was DDT smoke, and all of the kids would get on their bicycles, right, and ride behind them. We're in the smoke.
You feel like a rock star. But this was their ice cream truck, apparently.
Wow. Screw Mr. Softy.
What a time to be alive, John.
All he's got is exhaust.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, did it have a song?
The chemical man.
But I get the feeling that you are an obsessive guy. That if you could go that off that much on half a documentary, right? Something tells me you obsess about more than one thing.
Yeah, I can obsess. I mean, I don't know. That's how I live. I get into things. I have these things that I'm just very passionate about, and I don't know why. I don't know. Like, I got really into, like, cast iron skillets. I think there's just too much information in the world, and so you go, well, I got to buy one, and then you're like, well, I'm going to learn everything there is about this thing. And I don't think it's healthy, really. But that's how I'm living right now. It's just everybody's obsessed about something, and we can't make decisions, and it's unhealthy. But that's how I live. Yeah, I think so.
Well, bring some sugar to Ryan tonight. He obviously needs more. He will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight for one show, two tomorrow, and two on Saturday. Tickets are always available through punchlinephilly.com. Do we have tickets this morning? We do?
Nice. I forgot to ask. We do, John! Yes! Yay! Thank you. Tickets!
Thank you, hooray, Mr. Producer. All right, if you would like a pair of tickets to see Ryan tonight, is it tonight's show? Whatever show we want.
Listen, John, we just got done a 12-hour radiothon 6 days ago. Right. I'm still recovering.
Okay, wow. Thank you. If you would like tickets to whichever show is happening this weekend, give us a call
now. Even if it's not my show. There's another show.
263-WMGK. Yes, you could say you're going to see Ryan, but you're going to see The Incredibles. We've been in the studio for more than 3 years?
Yeah, man. I've been here for
We've been in here
years.
For over double that. Which is so funny.
Well, no.
Because every time we do
that. We haven't been in here for 6 years.
We've been in here since 2011. 2011, John.
God, I love this studio. Booyakasha!
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.